Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes as we have our Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're in Psalm 26, and last Friday's reading, which was Psalm 17, today's reading is a psalm which the writer is seeking God's justice and declaration of innocence. The writer claims to do what is right, seeks to avoid evildoers, and expresses love for God's house. And as we begin this week, God's saving words for us are justice and peace. And you really can't have one without the other. If there is no justice in the land, then you won't have peace, will you? So let's begin reading Psalm 26 at verse 1. Declare me innocent, O Lord, because I do what is right, and I trust you completely. Examine me and test me, Lord. Judge my desires and thoughts. Your constant love is my guide. Your faithfulness always leads me. I do not keep company with worthless people. I have nothing to do with hypocrites. I hate the company of the evil, and I avoid the wicked. Lord, I wash my hands to show that I am innocent, and march in worship around your altar. I sing a hymn of thanksgiving, and tell of all of your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not destroy me with the sinners. Spare me from the fate of murderers, those who do evil all the time and are always ready to take bribes. As for me, I do what is right. Be merciful to me and save me. I am safe from all dangers in the assembly of his people. I praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 26, verse 2, where the psalmist writes, "Examine me and test me, Lord. Judge my desires and my thoughts." You know, beloved, those are pretty dangerous words because we know that there is nothing that can be hidden from our God. He knows all things. He knows every thought, every intention of every thought that we have. And to stand there like the psalmist says and examine me and test me, put me to the test, judge my desires and my thoughts, is to open oneself up completely to the Lord. And yet I would challenge you today that unless you completely understand that you are completely open to the Lord, God knows every thought and every intention of our hearts and of the wicked ones. He knows everything, and therefore it's kind of hard for us to, you know, claim innocence unless we truly are. But praise God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are innocent this morning, aren't we? Amen. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, your constant love is my guide. Your faithfulness always leads me. You know all my thoughts and desires. I long to be in your presence and do what is right. Guard my lips and my actions this day, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close. Join me tomorrow when we will be over in Psalm 36, which is a psalm affirming the goodness of God. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.